The right to religious freedom and desire to learn are soon to be automatically protected rights and opportunities here in America. Try explaining that to the Lanza family in Jackson, New Jersey, whose teen son, who was gay, was told to continue his Catholic religious studies at home rather than at St. Aloysius Parish. Why? Well, St. Aloysius has yet to explain, even months later, after their decision. With us now to discuss the story is the Executive Director of Dignity USA, Marianne Duddyberg. Hello, Marianne. How are you today?
I'm well. Thanks so much for having me.
And the website for Dignity USA is dignityusa.org. We'll get more into what their work and their mission is, but let me just give the listener a brief overview of all of this. This, as I said, involves the Lanza family in Jackson Township, New Jersey. Peter Lanza Jr. was in a catechism class, they call it CCD class, at St. Aloysius Parish. Suddenly he was transferred to another class within the parish, and then shortly after that he was basically told to, well, put it bluntly, get out. In other words, to continue his studies at home. And the church and the parish in response had not given a reason specifically of the expulsion, I guess we could fairly call it, of Peter Lanza Jr. The belief is that the first time Peter was transferred, it was because a parent was, quote-unquote, uncomfortable having Peter in their child's class. And the belief is also that the declaration for Peter to continue his studies at home was for the same reason. But again, all the church and the parish seems to be harping on as their key point is that 20% of CCD students do their studies at home, and that's about the best we've gotten out of the parish, St. Aloysius Parish, and really no desire to become involved by the Trenton Archdiocese. So when you hear that scenario, Marianne, what's the biggest concern, what's the biggest curiosity in your mind?
Yeah, well, I have to say up front that I've not spoken with anyone involved in this situation directly, so what I am able to do is sort of put it in a context of situations like this that we hear about nationally. And, you know, at first it's always disturbing to hear of anyone feeling unwelcome in any kind of Catholic Church program, whether it's, you know, the parish itself or for liturgies, for a CCD program, for service or social programs. You know, our church is supposed to be a place of welcome, and way too often we hear that LGBTQ people and their families feel at best uneasy and at worst experience some kind of harassment or explicit sense of rejection. And that's, you know, it sounds like there's something happening in this situation along those lines, which is sad and totally opposed to what our church is supposed to be about.
If we take the assumptions to be actual beliefs, that the whole catalyst is a complaint by two individual single parents about a single child and their comfort level, it seems like the parish wants to be more protective of the complainer as opposed to allowing the Lanza family a chance to, I guess, face their accuser. And maybe if two sides got together, maybe that quote-unquote discomfort could be relieved with a conversation.
That's such an excellent point, and that does fit into a trend of what we see nationally. You know, very often the rejection of LGBTQ people and their parents or their siblings or whoever comes as a result of a complaint or a couple of complaints directed to the pastor or to the school principal or someone in charge. And there isn't a sense of let's try and get to know one another. We all share the same faith. We all share the same baptism. And there isn't a sense of protecting the minority rights. I'm not saying that doesn't happen ever, but way too often, you know, a single complaint can lead to rejection. And we've actually seen there have been times when a priest or a principal will try and stop the complaint and, you know, negotiate it and reach a more equitable solution. And sometimes the complainant goes to the bishop and, you know, sort of forces the pastor's hand. And often that's what the frontline administrator is afraid of, you know, getting forced into an uncomfortable position by a higher up. So it's just a horrible situation whenever it occurs.
So Marianne Duddyberg, who is Executive Director of Dignity USA, dignityusa.org on the web, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. Going off of what you said at the start of your answer to that last question, am I safe to assume this is not an uncommon situation? You've come across this in multiple times?
We have definitely come across this multiple times. You know, some of the cases have been public. You know, you've seen them lead to people being fired from jobs as Catholic school teachers or music directors or directors of religious education, or even from volunteer positions. You know, they're not allowed to be lectors or readers or Eucharistic ministers in our churches. Again, we've certainly heard of other students in confirmation classes being asked to leave because they raise questions about church teaching on gay issues, or because they come out or are outed by somebody else as gay or transgender, and are then asked to leave. So I'm not sure that I would say it's common, but we do hear about these cases several times a year.
And the odd thing, too, if you just think of it not for who Peter is or what his preferences are in personal nature, Peter, if I know the story correctly, came out just about a year ago. So I guess that means he was still in CCD classes. It's still the same Peter Lanza Jr. He hasn't changed. You just maybe know a little bit more about him, but that's still the same Peter that this time a year ago people apparently didn't have any problem with.
That seems to be true, and from the reports I've read, this is a family and a young boy whose faith are important to them, and the kind of folks, well, our church, again, should be welcoming to everybody, but definitely these are folks who are trying to live their Catholic faith, and it's really unfortunate that the community seems to have put up barriers to them doing that in the context of their parish community.
I don't think it's the community in the majority. I think it's, you know, like we talked about before, it seems like this is something that is very common in the broadcasting industry. The one person, unfortunately, who complains can complain over what they either see on TV or hear on the radio, can override what thousands of people are finding enjoyable or approval of what they hear or see in radio or TV. It's just a case of very spineless management, I guess we could say.
Yeah, the squeaky wheel, right? And then seeming intimidating often. Yeah, and that's unfortunate because we know that most Catholics and most Catholic administrators want to do the right thing. They, you know, they probably have LGBTQ people in their own families, among their neighbors, among their coworkers. You know, most Catholics have become very comfortable with living in a society that is becoming increasingly tolerant and open. And in fact, our Catholic social justice teachings, you know, are a big reason for that. And an incident like this can be very painful to the community because folks don't know where to stand. Catholics are not very good at advocating within the church often for things that they believe in. You know, we've often been taught to respect the authority of the pastor or the principal or the person in charge, and we don't want to be uncomfortable in our place of work, worship. But fortunately, more and more folks are speaking out. Again, in this case, since so many of the facts seem to be in dispute, you know, it adds a sense of just being unsettled in the church. I do hope that the Lanza family is finding support from their fellow parishioners and that folks are asking important questions about how should we be acting as a community. What is it that Jesus would want us to be doing, for example?
And I did notice, too, in some of the articles I read in the comments sections, there were words and posts of support. I don't know how filtered or how quick maybe the moderator takes the stupidity out of it. Some people tend to like to post in cases like that, but there are showings of support from the community. So that's good for the Lanza family and hopefully a lesson for St. Aloysius. Is this maybe a result of or even a consequence of the changing of the Catholic Church where it's becoming more and more liberal, especially with Pope Francis and some of the things he's declared even as recently as this week where married men, because there's a shortage of priests, and I guess, you know, think of it as a business sense, it's good for business to have as many people running the store as you possibly can, that married men, as long as they're devoted and devout, may soon become priests. A lot of traditional Catholics may have a problem with that, for example.
Well, the Catholic Church is in a time of great change and upheaval, but we've known for a long time that there has been huge differences of opinions among Catholics on social issues and on church governance issues, and that most Catholics in the U.S. don't agree with the more kind of traditional or conservative teachings of our church. I think many people feel freer to express those questions under Pope Francis, who has called for our church to be a messy place and who doesn't seem to be afraid of dialogue and disagreement, and has even said that, you know, disagreement is a sign of a healthy church. So for those opinions to come out more vocally is a healthy thing for the church. I hope that there's room for dialogue, discussion, for, you know, panels and educational sessions where these things can be discussed and folks can really think about what does it mean to be a Catholic in the 21st century in cultures where there's more known about people's lives, and we can see that people of all kinds of identities can in fact be faithful, good, holy people.
And that is part of the mission of Dignity USA, not just with the Catholic Church, but the lessons and the ideas and the conversations and dialogues that they inspire can also be transferred into other points of debate and discord, because we all know that when it comes to religion, yes, there's faith and then there's arguments about faith, no doubt. And when there's just calm, rational, factual conversation and mutual learning process of both sides, there is that middle ground that can always be reached for, and that's part of the work that Dignity USA does. Learn more about their work, their cause, and their message at dignityusa.org. We've been joined by their executive director, Marianne Duddy-Burke. Marianne, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for a great discussion.